This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Contrary motion is motion in opposite directions. On a musical instrument, it refers to a melodic motion in which some notes rise in pitch while opposing notes descend. In his novel Contrary Motion, Kalamazoo College English professor Andy Mozina moves his 38-year-old character, an anxiety-ridden harpist, in opposite directions in almost every aspect of his life. Mozina compares his experience in writing literary criticism, nonfiction, and fiction.
For me, it was responding to other books. So I read some novels by Joseph Conrad. I read criticism about them. I came up with a theory about what I thought was going on, and I looked up evidence for it and wrote it. So that was a much more straightforward process it's much more clear what you're doing. When you're writing a novel, there's really nothing that exists before you write it, and there's really no other text you can lean on, and everything has to be sort of invented and suspended in air, levitated magically, versus literary criticism, which is so centered on this author you're working on.
So you've created this character in this debut novel, Contrary
Yes.
Motion, who
Yes.
is just anxiety-ridden.
Yes, that's true.
Why, Andy?
That's a really good question. And I don't think the book started with wanting to write about anxiety. I think it was writing about a character who faced certain challenges. And I think that a non-straightforward response to challenges was interesting to me. In other words, if that character had somewhat hyperbolic responses or humorous responses or unexpected responses, that could make the character more interesting. And anxious responses are often distorted, non-realistic responses to a more or less reasonable problem. Fiction needs some heightening, so the character's reactions were a little more extreme, and the type of person that people then associated with those extreme reactions is a sort of anxious person. And there is anxiety there, and there's also playfulness, a humorous response to things, and a self-deprecating angle on himself. And he's our narrator, so he's going to filter things. He's not straightforward in how he narrates, and anxiety is a piece of that, and he's worried about how things are going to turn out. And then there are a lot of other facets, I think, to his personality.
So give us a nutshell synopsis. What is Contrary Motion about?
Literally, it's about a divorced man in his late 30s who is taking a symphony audition. He's a concert harpist. He is still attracted to his ex-wife. He is trying to share custody. He is sharing custody of his daughter, who's 6 years old, and he's in a new relationship, which is not going particularly well for him. And the arc of the novel is him dealing with those sort of relationship issues as he tries to prepare for the audition. In the meantime, his father dies, and he gets the chance to play harp at a hospice, which is part of his grieving process. And so the grieving process and the audition preparation process and the relationship stuff all kind of run parallel and intertwine as he approaches the audition.
And Contrary Motion, which I hadn't known before I read this, is actually a term used in music as well.
Yes.
Explain that.
You know, the various ways in which musical terms can apply to different instruments and different contexts, I don't claim to know all those things. I do know that for harpists, in some pieces, there are sequences of notes that sort of work against each other. So in other words, you might be playing arpeggios up the scale, but as you're doing that, there might be some notes that go back down the scale. So your fingers have to go really fast back and forth. Even as maybe they're trending up or even as they're trending down, they may go against that general movement as you're playing a bunch of notes really fast. And there was one particular audition excerpt that he has to play that has a lot of contrary motion in it, which is the biggest technical challenge he faces. And then it also became a metaphor for working against yourself, going against the grain in different ways, and so forth, yeah.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Andy Mozina about his new novel, Contrary Motion.
So do you play a musical instrument, or
No.
was this entirely a different world for you?
It really was. I really don't have any experience. I did not even as a 7-year-old, taking a
piano
lesson.
You could have fooled me, though. I mean, the way you describe what he's doing.
Well, my wife is a harpist, and she helped me quite a lot. And I did get a chance to, you know, sit at her instrument and get a feel, a very basic feel in that way. And I also read about the instrument, and I also read things that symphony players have written about their preparation. I interviewed a number of harpists who took auditions and also who played in hospice or hospital settings.
Yeah, I heard that you did some research as a volunteer in a hospice.
I was a volunteer at Wings of Hope for a while on a sabbatical. I wish I could have contributed more there. And I needed a big block of time to get trained and be available. And since I've been back to teaching, I haven't really been able to volunteer in that way anymore.
Any events, tour planned, anything like that?
We're going to do a event at Book Bug on March 10th, Thursday at 7 o'clock, and that will be phase one of the Kalamazoo launch. We're also going to do an event at Michigan News, I believe in early April, but that date hasn't been finalized. And then the event at Book Bug is going to have my wife playing some harp. She's going to be playing, the character plays some sort of lounge music, and he also plays, of course, classical. And at Book Bug, Lori's going to play some of the sorts of songs the character plays at this brunch that he plays to make money. So she'll play those tunes then. And then in April, April 22nd, we'll be doing an event at Kalamazoo College at 4. And at that event, Lori will be playing a harp-violin duo with Andrew Kohler from the music department at K College. So we're going to work harp music. We're going to raffle off some harp CDs at these events. So it's going to be hopefully really fun.
I have to say, when I think about who I've seen play a harp, it's usually women.
You know, that's true. And for a long time, through the middle of the 20th century, almost all orchestra players were male. And in part, that was because when auditions were held, they would see the person playing. There was discrimination against women. And then in the 70s, they started using screens during auditions. So you would hear the player, but you wouldn't see the player. And women were still auditioning, and they were doing a lot better because they were excellent players, and the screen kept the judges from discriminating against them. So the orchestras in the 70s started to open up to more female players. And the harp, which had been gendered male, like virtually all instruments had because of the discrimination, sort of became open. Who's going to start playing this more often than not? And it turns out that since then, more women and often gay men play the harp. And so my character is a straight male who's sort of, there's a little story in the novel about how he got inspired to play the harp by going to Chicago Symphony concert as a young person and seeing the male Chicago Symphony harpist play. But by the time he grows up, things have shifted. And that's a way that he's kind of going against the grain a little bit as a straight male harpist.
And actually, there's some sensual scenes in there of how he relates to his musical instrument.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's intense. People, musicians, from what I can gather, you know, they just spend a lot of time alone, you know, practicing.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Andy Mozina, the author of Contrary Motion. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. And thanks for listening.